Hello out there, fans of Lousy Weather Media. My name is BJ Colangelo, and I'm a writer and filmmaker out of Cleveland, Ohio. Along with my longtime collaborative partner, Zach Schillwachter, we're making a project called Powerbomb. Powerbomb tells the story of an independent wrestler on the verge of breaking into the big time, but he's contemplating saying goodbye to his dream in order to spend more time with his wife, a retired wrestler, and their budding family. But when our wrestler's biggest fan hears the news, he takes matters into his own hands to make sure that his favorite wrestler makes it to the top by any means necessary. Our lead wrestler is played by Matt Cross of Lucha Underground fame, and we're currently running an Indiegogo campaign. For more information, visit our website, www.sickeningpictures.com/IGG. Thanks so much. Enjoy the show.
All right, this is John Bruton. You're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hernando Diablo.
Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hernando Diablo.
And this week, we focus the hate again on people. Specific people, as per usual. Joining us this week is filmmaker Zach Schillwachter. Zach, thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, fellas. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you.
I'm excited about what we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah? Of course you are. There are those of you listening out there that specifically told us not to talk about this again. Well, listen anyway and let the hate flow through you. So, Zach,
that was good.
Why do you hate people who hate wrestling?
Oh, my God. The thing I hate about people that hate wrestling or dislike wrestling is why. In this day and age, there's so much in the world of professional and independent wrestling. There's something to like. But before we start, I did actually bring gifts for you guys.
Ooh.
So congratulations on your getting rid up in Cleveland scene. So there you go. There you go.
Oh, what? Shit, dude.
That's for your engineer in the back, too.
Oh shit. He gets to race this guy, dude. Chris Clem's going to be so mad I didn't get Hulk Hogan.
So yeah, you got a...
Dude, I used to have the Ric Flair one.
The Ric Flair, yeah.
Yeah.
These are amazing. We got wrestling figures, guys.
Old school fucking 80s figures, right?
Yeah, those are the thumb wrestler ones. You put your thumb in their ass, and then you pretend to fight. So you get Big John Studd, and I believe the Junkyard.
That's,
right?
That's JYD,
like
for
JYD,
sure.
Yeah.
That's JYD before he wore the long tights.
Yeah. This is
we'll post a picture of these on our new Facebook page.
Yeah, you can like the Facebook page.
Ooh, you bitches fancy.
Yeah, we're fancy. We even got a Twitter. We're and an Instagram and all that stuff.
All the shit that we put off for the last 6 months, we're finally doing.
Nice. Well, congrats. I figured it's a fucking
No, we appreciate
to start,
it. Thank you very much. He comes out with presents. I like it.
There you go.
So what's the hate? Like, see, wrestling fans are nice.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. There you go. Now, I get it. The internet wrestling community, for a large part, sucks.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of these basement dwellers that kind of come up looking for Tostina pizza rolls and, you know, then realize they have Wi-Fi and jump off from there. But for the most part, there's a lot of really cool people out there talking about wrestling. Like, I grew up, I'm sure, the same as you in the golden era of wrestling. You had Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, all that. And then
you guys are the same age. You're a little bit older than me, but like that, dude, I came in on it when I was like WrestleMania 7 is one of the first things I ever remember watching.
Okay. Cool.
So, you know, like that was,
yeah, I remember seeing Survivor Series. My dad took me. That was like one of my first
things. The one at the
Coliseum.
The Richfield Coliseum.
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
That shit was awesome. I was a Hulkamaniac.
Oh, how could you not be?
Oh, my God. Such a scam. They're selling those ripped tank tops for like $20 a piece. My dad hated me for wanting one of those.
Yeah.
But I rocked that for like a week straight.
Yeah, I wanted it. Like, my dad bought me one at a WCW show one time, and I wanted to rip it. He's like, no, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's throwing $20 away.
Yeah. But, I mean, that, you know, nowadays there's so much wrestling. Like, I can understand that people don't like the WWE product because it's not WWF and whatever. You know, I kind of fell out of wrestling too. I think every fan has to fall
every
out.
Like deep-seated fan did at one point or another.
Yeah.
I certainly did after Chris Benoit like did what he did, I fell out.
Okay.
That was my like tipping point.
See, everybody loves the Attitude Era, and I'm one of the few people that like I don't know if you ever saw the documentary Wrestling with Manhood. No. It's great. You want YouTube it, please do. But it breaks down like all the different like racial stereotypes and the sexist shit that was going down in WWE.
Oh, yeah. And it was.
And you start to realize like that just takes it completely away from the art of wrestling. They're trying to sell you, you know, something else. You know, wrestling sell you the sizzle to get you to buy the steak.
I think Jericho brought this up, and I think you and me have talked about it before, is like the Attitude Era was great on an entertainment level. Like you wanted to see what was gonna happen every week. He goes, we were going out there and doing 3-minute matches though.
Yeah, he's like, it wasn't wrestling.
Yeah.
It was exactly. Not wrestling. And here's the thing is my beef with the Attitude Era is a lot of people bitch about the PG era. That's what had to happen to bring it back down. You had all these crazy party guests that you had to clean out the house and you know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I still have very, very much affection for it. Like, how can you not, like, you're watching an old video. That glass fucking hits, dude. I go up,
it's,
dude.
It's great stuff. I mean, and, you know, that's the thing. Like, if you appreciate that, then you can start digging into some of the older school stuff of you know, New Japan matches, CZW, you know, IAW, a lot of that other crazy stuff. But I think that's the beef I have with fans nowadays is they're fucking lazy. They are so goddamn.
I mean,
lazy.
I fall under that category. I get better about it now. Like New Japan has my fucking eye right now. I'm like, I want to see more of that shit.
Yeah, there's.
And you've been watching Japan for how long now?
I mean, I was trading tapes back in the late '90s.
I just found out about BJW. Like, they
Big Japan. Yeah,
yeah, they were just doing some crazy light tube match. And the thing I love about wrestling, like falling back into wrestling and really getting a solid love affair going is not knowing everything. Like you have so many fans that like, well, you don't know about this one match and this one wrestler. But it's like, dude, fuck you, man. Mm-hmm. Like half the fun is discovering this old match.
Right.
And
yeah.
Seeing something you haven't done. Like, so you see these crazy things and with Big Japan, like had no clue. So I found that I just started falling down this rabbit hole and it's great.
They were really only popular amongst the tape trading set. And then there were a couple of websites that like gave them coverage back in like the early 2000s, and the Ryuji Yamakawa and I think Tomoaki Hanma was his big opponent, and they were just killing each other.
I don't even know half the shit you're talking about, but I'm fascinated. I'm like, and the thing is, like, I want to jump on YouTube right now and start looking this stuff
and, like,
up. But
that's
won't.
Like, that's the beauty of like, this is like what we're talking about though. Is like, you can sit here, we all just learn something. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's like people who hate wrestling. Like, I feel like this is one of the things I wanted to bring up because obviously we're gonna get to why you hate it, but like. And this is the first thing that crossed my mind is because, like, my father raised me on wrestling. Mm-hmm. My mother is fucking so hardcore against it.
Are we related?
It.
We have the same mom, probably.
Oh, she hates
she hates it. I keep trying to get her to go to a show. She would rather
have my mom.
Her
and my mom
out.
Is just, like, her whole thing is, like, it's white trash. And I'm like, if it is, then I'm white trash. And I'm proud. Like, I don't care. I love it because, like, my buddy, who I watched in high school with a lot, you know, like me and even after, he was like the one dude that would still stick with it with me. And he like, he's old school fan as well. And he texted me during Mania and I can't remember which match it was. It had to have been when the Hardys returned. And he was just like, I don't understand how people hate wrestling. He goes, my emotions just went through the roof. And he's like the least emotionally fucking attached dude I've ever met in my life. And I was like, That's why I don't understand why people hate it. It's like, if you just pick your one character and follow him, you're going to feel something.
Oh, it's great. And I think that's what people need to do is like your one guy and then find another to like.
Yeah.
Get your president, but get your vice president because your president ain't always going to be president.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And then like one more than one federation. Like I couldn't tell you, you know, 10 people that are in New Japan, but I can tell you that Kenny Omega is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can tell you, you know, who I know and that are wrestling in my local. And I think that's another thing people don't really talk about that they really should because that's the new crop of talent.
Well, I mean, you've been a Gargano fan for...
Oh, dude, Gargano, I mean, AIW, Absolute Intense Wrestling, is amazing. Shout out to Chandler Biggins. I don't know if you guys have heard the news about him, co-owner. Hope you pull through. He's not doing too well, so... But hopefully he's on the upswing.
That's a shame.
Him and John Thorne.
I know John Thorne's name because a friend of mine knew him way back in the day, and like
he just came out of retirement, did a match against Lufisto this past this past Friday. Yeah, it was a great match, man. They got another one coming up, the Jaylit tourney that they still keep doing every year.
And they do like what, one show a month, AIW?
Usually, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's usually either at Lady Mount Carmel or they do them over at Tequila Jacks. But I mean, there's other locals too. They Mega Championship Wrestling out of Elyria. Recently discovered Maximum Assault Wrestling out of Lorain, mm-hmm. Cleveland Knights Championship Wrestling in South Lorain as well. And I mean,
there was one I just got invited to. Unfortunately, we have a show that night. The one we got invited to, but we can't make it. I can't remember. I'll look it up. But we have something going on that night. It's either the Lousy Weather Show, ding, or forget it was. It's in Brooklyn. It's like right by my house. Okay,
is that the UXWA?
Yes. Yeah.
Those guys, dude. They're
run by Jeff Sharp.
Yeah, there's so much awesome wrestling out there that people fucking talk about it.
And Alex Keller's on that show.
Hell yeah, worldwide, baby.
Worldwide.
Yeah,
former tag team champion, right?
Yeah. Him and Weird Body.
Yeah.
Who, if you're ever up at Mayhall's, he's a bouncer there.
There's there's a video somewhere on Instagram. I don't know if I posted. Somebody else had to have posted it. But the house right next to, now that's class where, I probably shouldn't say who lives there just because I don't want to, not that it matters, but there's a video of Alex Keller body slamming me down that hill.
No shit. Okay. Yeah.
I took the worst bump ever, rolled down the hill and made it all. I took like a HBK versus Hogan bump.
Okay.
And just oversold it.
Just an unsanctioned death match kind of thing.
Yeah, dude, it was bad. It was bad. But I mean, like, dude, like, that's another thing is, like, there's, like you said, there's something for everybody. Like, dude, the comedy of it, the drama of it.
Oh, man, that's amazing. I mean, there's comedy wrestlers that are doing dynamite work. There's family-friendly stuff. There's people that are doing
the New Day,
hardcore.
When you say comedy.
Oh,
New Day.
Great.
Well, it's not just that. There's Chikiara has been killing it on the comedy wrestling front for a while. Yep. It's, like, you just look up their YouTube channel and just some of the weird shit that they're doing.
Botchamania.
Yeah. There's Kaiju Big Battle.
Yeah.
That's been around forever, dude. That has been around for fucking ever.
I remember seeing that live in Webster Hall in New York, man. That shit is bonkers. It's so much fun. I mean, you can't have a bad time watching grown men in foam suits body slam each other and into buildings.
Or the old time wrestling thing. Like, they're doing that now. Like, that's a whole other thing. Have you heard about that, Sheer?
Yeah, I see the posters because they do it at Mahal's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and that's crazy because it's the back room. The ring, like, basically goes
right up
to
the ceiling.
So, like, any high flyers, you're not getting that. But you see people adjust and do this crazy groundwork. Like, I've seen dudes
like Jack Gallagher type shit.
Yeah. It's great. And, I mean, you're getting people like Britt Baker's going to be there. Matt Cross is going to be there. You know, you have people like Colt Cabana is going to be there. Like, I've seen Kimberly and Heidi Lovelace wrestle there. I mean, she was kicking Kimber, and she was like a flapper, and Heidi was Rosie the Riveter kind of deal.
Yeah. But,
like, Chuck Taylor. Like, dude, the indie scene is amazing right now.
Yeah, like, that's like BJ has been telling me for months. You know, she's like, dude, you need to get into more independent shit. And, like, she told me that a few months ago, and I was like, all right. So I checked out New Japan. I was like, "Oh, I like this."
Right?
Like, dude. I like this. Like, it just pisses me off because the only time I ever paid attention to it before was the Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I only got to see snippets of that. I'm like, I didn't even get to see that whole entire run. And I'm like,
and now they're killing people over there. I don't know. Was it headbutts, Okada, and all this other crazy stuff?
I think it's a work. I really do think it's a work. I saw the video and I didn't wish I wouldn't have because that was nasty.
I don't know. Yakuza over there could probably keep business alive. And
well, I mean,
I don't know what's going on over there, man.
Well, and on top of that, it's like, it's another thing. Like, if you like to escape from all the bullshit going on in the world, there's so much fucking content aside from WWE, aside from the indies. Then you get into like the podcasts, like name a fucking good wrestler. They might have a podcast like
True.
Lance Storm and Don Callis, Cyrus, like their podcast is fucking great.
Yeah,
it's really good. And they do it over Skype, which like I'm never a fan of, but
yeah.
It works. It works for them. Yeah. You know? It's probably because they're both in Canada.
Yeah.
It's still on dial-up.
I mean, it's all about like supporting indie shows nowadays. And I mean, the big thing that I hate too about people that don't like wrestling is they'll go to a wrestling show and they'll fucking sit there and they won't cheer, they won't boo, they won't chant. Like I just took my nephews started about last year. And so they've been going more and more, and like I slowly taught them like all the etiquette, like, you know, you cheer the face, you boo the heel, or, you know, if you want the other way around, go for it too.
Yeah.
But like the fact that they could boo adult, you know, people, like men and women, and not get in trouble for it, blew their mind.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And, you know, you go to a show, buy a shirt, talk to the wrestlers, take a picture, post it online.
Like, even if it's not the wrestler you liked, but you see a cool shirt, like, oh, I'd wear that, fucking buy it. That's how these dudes make their fucking living.
Yeah, it's like going to the strip club and not getting a lap dance. Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, if you think that indie wrestlers make their money on bookings, you're fucked. Like, they make it on their merch. Yeah. That's where they make their cash.
It's like how a lot of us do business.
Yeah, it's like stand-ups. Like, you guys, you know, how much you get paid to jump on the mic, you know? It's...
Yeah, not much.
Me? Nothing. A bar tab.
Yeah. Jordan gets a bar tab if he's lucky. I get gas money. So
that's okay, though. We'll start doing more shit. So what do you think, Shear? Why do you hate people who hate wrestling? Do you hate people who hate wrestling?
Yeah, mostly because I honestly don't know how they're infiltrating the space that I occupy, because it's like, why do I give a shit about your opinion in the first place? Like,
you're just in my fucking
I'm enjoying my thing. Like, why are you shitting on it? I don't really care. Because I'm not really sure what the motivation behind it is.
Do you think it's like people just trying to, like, you know, there's no such thing as Santa Claus, right? Like, there's no, like, do you think that's what it is? Or?
That's part of it. People have this desire to be smarter than everybody. It's like, hey, I don't like wrestling because it's fake. It's fake athletic competition. So I refuse to be a part of that chicanery. And to which case, I would advise them that that's not why we watch it.
No.
It's one of the few sports you can actually watch and not have to keep stats, like, because wins and losses don't mean anything.
No,
it really doesn't mean anything. And, you know, it's the entertainment of a show as a whole. And I think, you know, being a wrestling fan helped me when I was booking my own, like, kind of competition type shit, because it's, you know, coming from that world where wins and losses are meaningless. And then you get into, like, a quote-unquote competition with other comedians. It's like, well, it's about the show as a whole. It's not about, like, you know, who comes out on top, and that helped me out psychologically. But, you know, the only other reason I could think that you're going to get out there and trash wrestling is that you're annoyed by T-shirts.
I have so many goddamn T-shirts.
Like, I used to, man. I used to have a huge collection. I had, my favorite was my Yoshihiro Tajiri shirt.
There you go.
Which one was? Oh, we've talked about it before. It's the green, or the black with the green on it, right?
No, it was black with him and his, like, his pose, with just Tajiri and then some kanji on the other side. It was sweet.
And shout out to any wrestlers that are slinging merch that aren't just black T-shirts, because, like, I have a lot of horror movie T-shirts.
Fuck you.
And they're all fucking black.
Yeah.
Like, but, dude, it sucks being a horror movie fan in the summertime, because your fucking shit gets all sweaty. Same for wrestlers. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's doing, like, different colors.
Because I have the Lance Storm one that is just, like, it looks like it'd be, like, a logo on a gas station or something, mm-hmm. where it's, like, got the maple leaf. It just says Lance Storm over it. It's black and red. Love that one. The Sabu one with the it's like a comic book looking, yeah. with him and it says homicidal, suicidal, genocidal. I love that one. It doesn't fit that well. Like, it's just weird fitting. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have got, like, a regular T-shirt instead of the other one, but, because everything's DTG now. Which ruins the art of screen printing, in my opinion. Right. Don't even get me started on that. But my favorite right now, dude, is honestly my Cena PBR shirt. I fucking love that shirt,
dude.
So
when
much.
They tweeted at him about "We see you," I hope that was, I
dude.
Hope that
and
was.
Then, well, they sent him a cease and desist, and they took it off for a minute, and then it got brought back up because I'm sure either Cena or Vince was like, fuck you, here's a bunch of money.
Here's a bunch of money, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the way I didn't understand that, like, the PBR getting mad about it, because it's like, that is free promotion for you. Like, 14-year-olds are going to drink for you now.
Oh, yeah. I still call them Steve Weisers. You know what I mean?
It still is, yep. Without a doubt, man.
But, yeah.
I just, going back to, like, people who hated it. Like, if you, like he said, if you don't like it, you don't have to be here. You don't have to fucking enjoy it. But like now that it's like it's becoming more mainstream again.
True,
like,
true. And I think what it is you know, you have a lot of people, they're drawn out the nostalgia acts. They're bringing that dog and pony show back around. And it's like, who's still got it and who still doesn't have it? Right. You know what I mean? And that's where, you know, the wheat gets separated from the chaff kind of thing. But, yeah. You know, there's so many people on the indie circuit that deserve a call up. I mean, like you look at Gallows and Anderson, like those guys, I mean, they're at top of the game.
Top of the game right now. Yeah.
And you know, they almost didn't get that call.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at other people in the indies that, you know, have the whole world in front of them right now, you know, their tag team of DIY, you know, like I feel so bad about the revival. Those guys, like, I don't know if they're going to try to do,
what do you mean you feel bad?
Like the one dude got hurt.
Oh, I didn't read that. That sucks. Have you seen? Yeah, you watched. You watched an NXT show with me like a few months back, right?
I did.
And he was like, I like these guys. Yeah. It's like Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
that's fucking exactly
old school
what it
Arn
is.
Anderson coming out, towels banging the belts together, dudes.
Yeah,
it's great. But
yeah, that was like your favorite thing on the show. You're like, I like those guys.
Yeah.
Did you see they started doing a thing between them and DIY? They're doing the Too Sour to the Too Sweet.
No,
that's fucking awesome.
That's
so good. Yeah. But yeah, like,
kind of like the Bone Street Crew against the Click thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I got a chance to see, you know, Gargano come through for NXT at the Agora. That was a big
I heard his pop was the biggest pop of the night.
It was great. I mean, fantastic show. I mean, you see a lot of talent come through. You see it grow and develop, like to see him come up through AIW and see him at a local show in a gymnasium to be in, you know, on national TV and things like that. That's great. I mean, that's like hometown hero. That's like Rocky Balboa real life type shit.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I mean, especially like, because I mean, I knew a little bit about Gargano right before he got called up. I was like, I should go watch this kid wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And like, immediately he was like signed to NXT. And then I knew he came back and like did a show, but I had shit going on. But
yeah,
it's always awesome when like the home, like, dude, I'm like, I've never met the dudes, but I'm super proud of Dolph Ziggler. Super proud of what the Miz is doing right now. Like, he pulled a Jericho.
Hell yeah.
He reinvented his fucking career.
Yeah. There's so much. My girlfriend makes fun of me. I always say Pride of Ohio.
Friend of the show, BJ Colangelo.
BJ Colangelo, yeah. Shout out, BJ. She always makes fun of me when I say Pride of Ohio to like Alexa Bliss and from Ohio.
Yeah,
she's from Ambrose
Columbus. That don't count
as well. So you know,
fuck
what I mean?
Him too. I like him. He just bothers me now.
But you know, I mean, like I get a kick when I see like Ziggler
if
come out
from Ohio,
in his St. Ed's hoodie. Yeah. Like everybody's like, what is that? The Green Bay Packers?
Dude, the St. Ed's, and like everybody's like, oh no, that's Kent State. I'm like, no, that's the fucking high school that he went to.
Yep.
And but no,
he'll pop up at AAW shows every now and then.
Dude,
his brother wrestling.
It was funny because when I was hosting an open mic a couple years ago, and it was called Rowdy Rowley Comedy. And I tweeted at him one time, and I was like, "Hey, dude, I was like, if you're ever in town on a Wednesday, I know it's like one of your days off. So if you're ever in town on a Wednesday, stop by this bar. It's called Rowdy Rowley Comedy." And he fucking retweeted it, and I was like, "Holy shit!"
Fuck,
he actually saw that. I love.
Didn't come
Dolph's
up and do
great,
a set.
Dude. No, mm-hmm.
You should do a set. I'd fucking totally want to see him live.
I mean, if I still
up.
Had that fucking mic, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. Dude, you know how we're going to do the Patreon thing?
What?
We're fucking going to tell stories that people, they get the truth. They get Ron the Killings, or Ron the Truth geez. Killings. Like, just stories that people don't know the whole truth on, you know?
Yeah.
They have to pay for that.
Yeah, there are a bunch of wrestlers that are getting into stand-up now because it's a draw.
That all started with Foley.
Yeah,
that all started with Foley.
It was Foley.
He's my favorite wrestler.
I was at Zach's house maybe a month ago.
Probably. Yeah.
It wasn't the first time. It was like the second time I was there. I went to take a piss, and like there's like two Foley books on the back of the toilet. I'm like, this man does his reading.
Yeah. Foley in China. Did you see the trailer for the new China documentary coming out?
Mm.
Ooh, looks good. It follows her up like through her last days, pretty much. Like,
wow.
I think it's one of those
That's
things where the
be
crew.
Sad, man.
Yeah, dude. But
I always liked her, and I felt she was done very wrong.
Yeah.
Like I felt people treated her like fucking shit. And that's a shame.
Shoot it up, spit it up. But yeah. I mean, and that's, you know who did that? That was the fans. That's who I hate the most. When I say people that hate wrestling, normal people don't know. I mean, they know Hulk Hogan, they know the Gawker trial, they know like whatever. You know, they see on the periphery of walking.
They know
by
Owen Hart, they know The Rock, they know Stone Cold. Like,
you're
giving
them way too much credit with that too, dude. Like, I mean, they know The Rock from whatever shitty Kevin Hart movie he's doing right now.
Hey.
But
We don't talk shit on Dwayne Johnson here.
Oh, Baywatch?
I don't care.
B-A-E?
He's entertaining. I'll watch that movie because it will suck and he will be entertaining
That's
in it.
You want to see Zac Efron. Yeah.
He's funnier than he gave him credit for.
Him. Yeah, true. But I think it's wrestling fans that shit on it. They're like, oh, you know, WWE isn't as good as it was. And like to a certain degree, yeah, they're right. WWE's turned into what the Hollywood studio system is, where they don't want to take chances anymore. Like, for them to pull out the Hardy Boys at WrestleMania should have been a fucking no-brainer.
Yeah.
It should have been New Day pops up. You see a whole army of drones rise up from the back, that whole AV nightmare atrocity.
Oh, you mean like the Triple H Terminator thing?
Yeah, dude, that shit is great. Like, pull out all the stops, go crazy, give us that Roman Colosseum spectacle.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, you mean like WrestleMania? Was it 9?
There you go. Yeah. And I think that they're afraid to do those things because they're afraid of the backlash in the product. But
go ahead.
But you start seeing like it used to be WWE. Bought up all these different territories, and then it was like, this is the one product that we're gonna have. Like, if you're in Bangladesh or Tokyo or Mexico, Brazil, Germany, whatever, you're gonna watch American wrestling, and this is wrestling.
Yeah.
And like, there was no real alternative to that.
Yeah.
And then people started springing up outside of that territories. If you started getting your PWGs, your Wrestle Circuses, your Ring of Honor, your Shikaras, your wherever you want to go. You know, and you started getting this mentality of like, hey, there's new culture to cultivate. There's new people to bring in. And I think Triple H started to see that a bit more than Vince.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'll praise Vince all he wants, but like,
he's nearsighted.
Yeah, it's very, he'll trip over a quarter to pick up a dime.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like Triple H is doing this thing where, hey, we're going to do this UK tournament. Hey, we're going to do this cruiserweight. Hey,
and
we're
going to do this winner's thing. It's crushing. I don't understand how, like, I think you and me talked about this when he first said it. This was maybe 6 months, a year ago. When Vince said that he didn't see NXT as anything but a touring property. Like, and it's like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? It is building your fucking future.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, like, how nearsighted you could be. And this is something I wanted to ask both of you. Because you both have very good opinions on said shit. Do you think there will be another WCW? Something that rises the cream of the crop? Like, do you think there will be another thing that, like, gives them... Because it's been damn 15 years now. Over 15 years.
I mean, I think that with Ring of Honor and their friendly partnership with New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they, you know, with New Japan, I mean, they got that stateside show in Long Beach.
They got,
like,
two of them.
Yeah, dude. I wish I had the
fucking Skrilla to go do that.
Yeah. I think if they started bridging those gaps to bring them closer together, and then you reach out to something like, hey, Lucha Underground.
Kind of team up with
let's bring you back on that channel that maybe 15 people are watching, you know? I mean, I'm so psyched they got that Netflix deal.
Oh, without
it's amazing, and that's where it needs to be. Because
you started watching Lucha, right?
No, not
yet. Oh, you didn't? Okay. Dude, I knew you said you wanted to.
I do, because there are a few people in there I like.
With Netflix, that deal, it's basically Netflix has started this kind of programming where I really hope they push it, because it can turn into kind of like this high spots kind of thing where... You want to watch a match? Watch it on demand. I mean, the big beef I have with Raw is, it's 3 hours to sit through. Do I want to see the recaps? No, I got other shit to do.
Yeah.
That's why SmackDown is perfect at 2 hours, you know? I mean, you see these other pay-per-views, you know.
And it's really just 120 minutes of content is really what it is, because you take out 40 for commercials.
True. You know? And I think if you could bridge Ring of Honor, New Japan, and Lucha into like one...
They band, have to come under one umbrella, though. Yeah. That's...
I don't see that happening. One, because, you know, historically wrestling's always been balkanized. And two, the reason WCW worked is because of Ted Turner.
Because of money.
Yeah. True. There has to be a money mark. Even if you're doing an indie promotion, there has to be somebody that's footing the bill. And I don't see...
Mark Cuban coming being like, I'm going to throw you $1 billion.
Yeah. It's like, we're gonna throw... all this money that it takes to produce, because in order to compete with WWE,
you got a TV deal you need to get.
Yeah. You have a TV deal. You have to produce pay-per-views. Now, you know, you got to have your own streaming service.
Well, I mean, I think that would be the most beneficial thing for a, let's call it an up and rising company. Let's, you know, for the better sake of saying that. If there was to be something under one umbrella, it would have to be done exactly like the WWE Network. Yeah. It would have to be.
I mean, you could reach out to Billy Corgan to foot the bill again.
Yeah, I mean,
that didn't work out so well the last time.
But yeah. I think if you take Impact, Ring of Honor, you know, I mean,
if you take Impact's roster, cut fucking everybody except Dutch Mantel out of there, then it might work.
Actually, I would be interested in watching that. That's the thing, is what's the spectacle? You show me, why am I tuning into Raw anymore? Is the thing, is you're giving me all the things that the internet wrestling community wants. Like, dude, James Ellsworth, great. So glad he popped up.
For 2 months.
2 months. What's he doing now? They're finally getting around to doing an intergender match. I'm intrigued by that. That gives him something to do. But, like, that takes away from your champion Becky Lynch and all that. Like,
yeah, because he's no threat.
Right?
He's no threat. So, any one of those girls could beat the shit out of James Ellsworth with their hands tied behind their back. I remember the first time you saw him, you were like, who's this fucking dude?
Yeah, pretty much.
We were watching a pay-per-view, and I was like, he was like, who's this fucking dude? And is that an Offspring tattoo?
It's not as bad as Punk's Pepsi tattoo, but
I mean, that's...
it's later Offspring, so we'll leave that one there.
Oh.
But I mean, so you don't think that there could be another, you know... Because I want to see them compete with somebody. I want to see that again. I mean, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Not to disparage Ring of Honor or anything that anybody else is doing, but...
I mean, it's basically everything else that's going on isn't looked at as competition.
That is very true.
And it's been that way. For, like, WCW wasn't even looked at as competition until, like...
96?
Yeah, until they basically... They stole. Threw money and got, you know... They got people that could actually put butts in seats. I mean,
Kevin
you know.
Nash, Scott Hall, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, first it was Hogan.
Well, yeah. I mean, Hogan and Macho Man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were losing their luster.
True. Yeah, but Hollywood they were Hogan. National draws, whereas, you know, Ric Flair wasn't a draw outside of the South.
True.
True.
So, I mean, you know, they had all these great Southern wrestlers that could put butts in seats in the South, but they didn't have anybody to go national. And, you know, that's the thing. If you put, like, the Ring of Honor and Lucha Underground and these and
New Japan
and Impact, they're not going to draw outside of the markets that they currently work because it's...
But, I mean, if you put them under one umbrella and you tour all the guys as a package, it's essentially like doing territories.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're fucking with the little indie guys, too.
But I think there's a... That's the other beef I have with wrestling fans is that they don't like indies. And it's like there's enough cheese for every rat to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see that right now even in the indie scene of people like, hey, I don't like this federation because they don't train right, or I don't like this wrestler because he's with them or whatever kind of thing. And it's like there's enough people that want to put on tights and climb in a squared circle to have a show every goddamn weekend. And for every one of them to be amazing.
Yeah.
So I think it's like wrestling's turned into this kind of thing in terms of territories where it's that steel town that doesn't have steel anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, what's the draw? Like, what are we going to do? And everybody wants to play it safe. Everybody wants to kind of keep moving things in a way where they can hopefully build to the next step, to pay the bills till the next paycheck comes in kind of thing.
You mean like the Paul Heyman fucking method of business? Yes.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it operates on a loss for the most part because, you know, you've got your haul that you've got to get. There's a shit ton of behind the scenes things that you have to pay for that, you know, are hidden in the shadows because you don't know the costs of insurance and you don't know the liability that you're, you know, subjecting yourself to because, you know, why the fuck should you know unless you're intimately involved with the process? Then you got to pay your guys.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not just, you know, the people that are wrestling. It's, you know, the setup and all that. And, you know, you can save money by having your guys set everything up or like run a wrestling school and you have your students set up and things like that. But there's so much money involved in just getting one show. And even if you did it quarterly, to kind of, you know, so you're not spreading out those fans that might come to see like a big show, you know, if you're not spreading that out monthly and condensing it into like, here's one big show a quarter, you're still not making a lot of money. And,
but the, I mean, the thing, I mean, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but like he goes to all these shows, you know, mm-hmm. Zach goes to all these shows. They're thriving. They're doing something right.
They're doing well. I mean, they need that lifeblood. I mean, like, take your friends there. Like, grab them. Like, hey, you know what? You go to the bar every fucking weekend.
We'll go to the bar afterwards.
Yeah, I'll buy you a beer fucking at the goddamn show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, like, speaking on your point is yeah, it costs a lot of money. So buy a goddamn t-shirt. Buy a DVD. Support what they're doing. Support watch a people. Show that you missed because it turns into, like, the one show you guys did about the guy that hated internet porn. Like,
oh, yeah.
Fucking, you got to support what you love with your wallet. Yes, it's going to fucking suck along the way, but that's what you pay and learn from. You know, that's you. If you don't like something, you say so with
don't
your
throw
wallet.
Money at it. Yeah. I mean, like Kevin Smith, who I've talked about that before, is like, I'm a big fan of. He goes, vote with your wallet. Vote with your wallet.
Yeah. What is it, $9.99 a month for the fucking network there?
I mean, dude, and that's I wanted to bring that up real quick is there I did not know this. There is I mean it's run off a website. They don't have an app or anything, but there is a website, I forget what it's called. You might know what I'm talking about, where you can watch all the indie shit. You can watch like all like the big ones like Ring of Honor, New Japan, or not maybe not New Japan because I think they have their own.
They do.
But like Ring of Honor, you can watch a bunch of like indie stuff on like this network type deal, like and it's $10 a month.
There's High Spots Network.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the one.
That's the one. Yeah, if you got a Roku or dude,
oh, they do
dope.
Have an app.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
shit,
that's
I have an Apple TV, like, so I get nothing.
PWG is dope. They're basically like the AIW of the West Coast. So I mean, they're getting guys like ACH, Chuck Taylor, you know, War Machine, like a lot of those guys, like the Young Bucks, like they come through there. I mean, because it's the stop. Like you're flying from Japan, you're hitting California,
right?
Then you're going to Vegas, and then da 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 from there.
Do
on.
Your so, tour, go back.
Yeah,
you know.
I remember when they started back in the early 2000s. It was something because they were getting a lot of the strong style stuff back in the early 2000s before it was like a thing. Like prior to Ring of Honor, it was just you could only see shit like that on the West Coast, and then like at little like big indie shows on the East Coast, like when they were doing the Super 8 and shit. It was really cool. I'm glad to see PWG still around because they were like,
what's the crazy one they do in the warehouse out in Cali? The was it like it's like usually like some crazy warehouse wrestling match kind of thing, and then they have like they. I think we're just featured on Vice. I'm blanking on it. But
doesn't ring a bell.
There's like so many different federations and things that you can get into, from the strong style to, you know, more family friendly to more hardcore to, you know.
Yeah. And everybody's, you know, everybody's got an idea, and then there's enough money out there that they can, you know, produce that idea for however long it'll last.
Yeah. So and that's the other thing that pisses me off is the people shit on each of those different things. It's like the different flavor of walking into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, I don't like Kaiju Big Battle because it's too kid friendly. Or, you know, I don't like CZW because it's weed whackers and tubes and glass tubes and barbed wire. And it's like, well, what the fuck do you like? Why do you even bother showing up?
Why are you showing up? I don't know. People, as we have proven with this podcast, people love to hate on shit.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And I'm for new shit. Like fucking, there's no better time right now than to be a wrestling fan. Like there's so much content.
I would agree with that. Just because, like, I wanted, like, when we were talking about the indies and stuff, probably 5-10 minutes ago, whatever the fuck. There is something for everybody. I mean, like, dude, you can go to an indie show. And you're going to, if you go in with a semi-open mind, I won't even say an open mind, there's going to be something you like about it. You're going to be like, oh, that was funny. Or, oh, holy shit, I can't believe that guy did that.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And that's the best to see that in a fan. Like my one friend, Angie Franklin, like we took her to the last AIW show. And it was pretty much just a night of hardcore kind of thing. And they had the comedy matches and all that. And she totally marked out, like, every emotion that they play with of, like, oh, this is funny, you're supposed to laugh. Like, oh, this that's sad, the nice guy got hurt. And, yeah. You know, like, and, like, the evil comes out. The guy's like, oh, there's the blood. Like, she freaked out. It was fantastic to watch. That's the magic of wrestling. And, like, you need to put that in people again.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And so why do people hate magic?
Well,
I don't know what the stigma is behind it, dude. Like, why people don't like it.
Well, it's viewed as ignorant art.
Ignorant art? I mean, dude, how can, like, and I mean, and of course, I always name the guys I like the most, but, like, how can you watch Jericho or Sabu or Rob Van Dam, mm-hmm. like, in-ring work, right? Lance Storm, in-ring work, and at least not be entertained? Like, you can't do that. If you don't like it, go fucking try it.
Yeah, if you didn't like one era of Jericho, there's like fucking decades
five other
of it.
Ones. That you like, could pick
fucking
from.
Dig up his shit from when he was in Mexico doing lucha.
Or like how can you look at like anything Piper did ever, mm-hmm. and not be like, well, he's the most interesting part of that. I mean, the Mr. T shit. Like, dude, there was real fucking heat there. They did not like each other. That's why it's interesting to watch. Because when Piper's cutting those promos on him. He don't like that dude, and he's fucking four words away from calling him the one word you shouldn't fucking say just because Piper wanted to get a reaction out of people.
Yeah, and the social media age we live in, it makes it so amazing now. Like, I love the kayfabe of some wrestlers on Twitter and all that, and just being able to fall down the rabbit hole of YouTube and just there's so many crazy fan pages on Facebook. Like,
well, I was out at I call it the Lousy Weather Media Castle at this point. Sean Asshouse, the guy who runs the whole fucking thing. Dude, all we did, if we were not fucking drunk or stoned, anytime, I take that back. If we weren't doing something, like out and about, we were sitting there just drinking beers, watching wrestling. Like, we watched shit on the network. We would pick, he would be like, I've never done this before. What I want to start doing is, like, you go to the search option, and he'd be like, whoever walked in the room, he'd be like, give me a letter in the search bar, and they'd be like, R. And he'd fucking go, he'd go through, like, the first top 10 options of whatever R was, and he'd be like, all right, we're going to watch this. It was just, like, a random That's little awesome. Thing to do. Yeah, it was really cool to do, because, like, if you're trying to sit there and bullshit
There's
got
to be a drinking game to that.
Sean's probably, like, writing it down. Like, all right, drinking game for the network.
BJ and I, we always play the drinking game anytime you watch Raw. Drink every time you see a Macho Man shirt, a purple one.
Mm-hmm.
Double,
with the glasses on it.
Yeah, double if it's another color.
There you go.
That's awesome.
There you go.
That's awesome.
So, well, speaking of wrestling, I understand that you have a wrestling-related project that we have been plugging on this little show of ours for the past couple weeks. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, thanks so much. I've heard the promo BJ cut. It's she's got that golden voice.
Before we go on, I would also like to just let the listeners know, I guess we should have given this a heads up. This was a reason for the three of us to talk about wrestling.
Pretty much is what it is, yeah.
And so this is us hating the fans of our show that don't like wrestling.
Get on board. That's
just,
what it...
Just
drink it in, man.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a Chris Jericho for anybody who doesn't watch wrestling. He's the greatest of all time. Yes. So, Zach, tell us about your movie. Just go.
We'll
ask you questions as we...
Sure. I'm making a movie with BJ Colangelo, something that we both wrote together. It's called Powerbomb.
Are you guys co-directing it?
Yes.
That's fucking really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I come from a background of making films and TVs and TV shows in New York. I was there for like 10 years working on like Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Fringe,
you
Rescue
Me.
You
met Vincent D'Onofrio?
Dude, I got in a fight with Vincent D'Onofrio.
What? Yes. Dude, don't say that. We will save that for another time.
That's a Patreon
that's
one?
That's a Patreon
that, dude,
one.
That's, yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty rad. But and then she comes from a world of theater and film, like
Chicago.
She works at Blumhouse and she, dude, writing for Playboy. She's
BJ, I did the jack off thing when I said Chicago just because you guys won the World Series.
But you know, so we decided to join forces together, and then we've coupled with Turnstile Films out of
people
Cleveland.
I went to high school with.
Yeah, they're super cool. They have such an eye for talent. All of them, they're so talented. And we hooked up with Matt Chinaki, who is one of the producers behind, he's worked on that Garbage Pail Kids, the art documentary.
Yeah.
That was super rad. 24 by 36. He's working on a new documentary called Scream Queen, Scream Comma Queen, mm-hmm. the one about Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be super rad. So he has 1984 Productions, and we're going to be the first narrative project his company. Cool. So, yeah. So it's a first feature film for BJ and I on our own, doing our own thing. We have a history of short films, music videos, and stuff like that.
Feature means they're making a fucking movie, people.
Yep.
Yeah, they're making a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Now, where do we go from there? So you guys are directing it together, mm-hmm. which is really cool. You guys wrote it together?
I had this idea with my one friend, Wes Allen, who's starring in it as well. And we kind of extrapolated that, put the ideas in order, and then she kind of jumped into that, added some bits. Changed it all around, and then we're pretty much buttoning up our cast right now. We've got really rad.
Yeah,
cast.
That's where I was going next.
Oh, there you go. See,
so
it's
that's
like you
where
guys
I was going
have done
next.
This before or something.
No, we actually have never quite interviewed anybody like this, but I'm super interested, and I know all the answers to the questions I'm asking. So I'm like fucking Marc Maron right now. Okay, so go on with the cast is fucking really cool. Sheer, I know you probably know a little bit about the cast.
A little bit. Yeah, so we got Matt Cross, Son of Havoc from Lucha Underground.
Fucking Lucha Underground, dude.
Yeah.
Cleveland boy.
It's Cleveland. He's super, super cool. I'm really excited to have him on board. He's been just jet-setting all over the world. Like, he just wrestled in his 25th country. Like, he was over in the Netherlands. Just, that guy just does not stop. And he's been doing it on a, I don't know if you heard, he broke his leg, like, 2 months back.
No shit.
He was in a match, did a flip or something, and basically broke his leg, and it just hurt. It was like black and blue, and he's like walking around just complaining about it
like,
all the
ow.
Time. Yeah, and went to the doctors.
So he pulled a Taz move?
Yeah.
He's like walking around with a fucking broken neck.
Yeah. And so he goes to the doctor, like, give him an x-ray. They're like, yeah, you broke your leg. And I guess it's just muscles were so tight that it just kept it in place. And
wow.
So yeah, he hit overseas, and he was just like, everybody knew that he was hurt and like wishing him well and all that. He was like, fuck that. I want to show everybody I'm back in action. So
yeah. So Matt Cross is your star.
Yeah.
All right.
We have Britt Baker from, you know, she's done stuff with NXT. She's been, she was on WWE. I don't know if she had a great match against Nia Jax.
Okay.
She's done a bunch of different stuff. Yeah. She had a debut in Shimmer weekend of WrestleMania.
Okay,
so wow. She did. She's really making some big moves. We got some other local flavor as well. We've got Greg Iron. We've got Dick Justice. You'd love Dick Justice, dude. Super Cop.
Why do I know that name, though?
Oh, dude, he is amazing. He's like a young Ron Jeremy stunt double kind of thing. It's amazing. Him.
He's not that dude who fucking flaunts his dick everywhere.
No. You're thinking Joey Ryan.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because he's become more prevalent in my eye of like indie shit, and I'm like, he's funny. I like that guy.
I
like
Dick Justice. Check him out, especially his stuff with Space Monkey. But we got him. We've got Alex Daniels, who's been doing more and more stuff. Like he was just back in AAW out of Chicago. We've got a lot of really fun people. We've got Aaron Sechrist, who goes by OK Pants. He's in it.
I'm familiar. One of my favorite things, I've met him. I've actually talked with him a few times because we have a lot of mutual friends.
He knows everybody. He's like the unofficial mayor of Cleveland.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those dudes. I just through Loop, like the people I know at Loop, he was up there one time. And also when I worked at Jack Prince for a very minimal amount of time, he did the, I've told you about it a million times, Raiders, Arukusaki, the fucking Shredder Raiders thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that was the first thing I ever saw of his, and I was like, or at least that I knew was his, and I was like, I like that.
Yeah, he's
lot.
Got these super dope pieces at El Carnicero in Lakewood that like these big
Eric
Lucha
Williams
pieces.
Who owns it's a
yeah, those pieces that are like what, they're like 15 feet long or something like that? They're gigantic. They're amazing.
Yeah. So he's in it.
Yeah, he's in it as well.
Okay.
So yeah, we're buttoning up with the rest of our cast. We've got pretty much all of our locations lined up. So we're ready to start shooting. We're actually probably going to do a casting call for extras the weekend of May. What is it? May 26th, 27th. It's the morning of, I believe, Saturday, May 27th, where it's the J-Lit tourney at AW. So we've partnered
with... believe you and me are free that weekend.
Oh,
I think that's the one
out.
Weekend we are free in May because we both don't have shit going on.
That's a possibility.
Yes. So, I mean, dude, we could be fucking extras in our friends' movies. Let's
there
do it.
Yeah. So
and we'll make it to where we're like, we're seen.
There you go. So yeah, it's the J-Lit tourney that they're doing. It's that Friday and Saturday. And then that Saturday morning, we're basically shooting our own dark match.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll have the Ruler Roost. AIW has been absolutely fantastic, John.
Okay,
Thornton,
nice.
Do you have any questions as far as like? Do you have
anything
pop in your head or want to talk to them about?
So you're going to shoot the. It's a bit of a different atmosphere when you're shooting
a wrestling match versus an actual wrestling match. So are you going to do that before the show starts, or?
Yeah, well, so we'll do our thing. It's pretty much going to be kind of like a taping of Lucha Underground of like, mm-hmm. okay, we're going to do this move, and like, whoa, we're going to do it again. You guys cheer, like that kind of thing. And you definitely see some of the smoke and mirrors that go into it all. But yeah, the AEW.
But doing, for this, you have to call it the Smoky Mountain.
the Smoky Mountains. Yes, right. Oh, Ted DiBiase before he was.
Right. Dead. I mean, dude. I'm just saying. Like, I'm a big Cornette fan. So
there you go.
I can yeah, and I see you've got an Indiegogo or is it a GoFundMe?
No, it's Indiegogo.
Indiegogo. Yeah, we're about 60% funded right now.
Just under 2 weeks left.
Under 2 weeks. Yeah. So we're doing a really big push with that.
Well, actually, by the time this gets released, just about a week left. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
if dig you're in, listening,
hopefully. Yeah, dig in. We've got some really rad incentives. We're doing t-shirts from Cheap Pop Shop. Check those guys out online.
Posters. Have... There's one. There's. I thought it was really very cool. Like the $75 level. How you get the VHS tape. Like I thought that was really cool. Like, yeah. I was like, that's something that not a lot of people do. It's always like, oh, if you give us more money, you get this. It's like, but no, if you buy this one. It's you special, get
yeah.
this.
Yeah, that's know? That's from our buddy Matt of Phantom Paint and Films and. It's Going Hog Wild, which is just this crazy, like, early 90s LA wrestling. It's like women and chocolate and oil and dude, it's crazy. It's super fun. It's really raunchy. It is definitely something to put on after.
And you guys aren't asking people for, I mean, you guys got levels for, I mean, anything from $5 to $100. Like, you're giving people something.
We're fans too. I mean, we like to support, you know, people trying to make things, you know, we're not trying to gouge anybody. We're trying
to. No, you're really not. And I saw that and I appreciated that. I was like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. So we're definitely trying to give people what they want. And I mean, definitely what I would want. You know what I mean? Like, I want to give wrestling fans what I think they would want. What I would want. So
I respect the shit out of that. So did you have something?
Yeah. We've covered the like what's going into this project. Can you describe? Thought. Yeah, can you describe what the story's about?
It's kind of the elevator pitch is imagine the movie The Wrestler, but instead of a washed up guy, it's a guy on the rise meets Misery. So it's this this guy is on the road. He's trying to figure out the best way to support his family. He's got a wife and kid, and his wife was also in the business, but she hung up her boots to kind of raise the family, and he's trying to figure out what's the best course to still pursue his dreams and support his family. It's you know, that's kind of a thing of, you know, everybody reaches that point of, you know, what price are your dreams worth? And, you know, he's on the cusp of making it big if he can keep pushing, but he's not sure if he still should because of how much he's sacrificing in terms of his family, in terms of his relationship. And he meets a super fan that has other designs on his
career.
So he's
an indies guy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he is a super fan.
Yeah. So it's definitely blurring the lines of what's a shoot and what's a work. So
okay.
I wish
for people who are still listening that aren't wrestling fans.
I love you.
A shoot is something in the wrestling business when two guys are mad at each other. Like when you see shit happen in the ring and you're like, that might have been real. Mm-hmm. Like he looked like he punched him in the fucking face. That's a shoot. The moves that you see generally, it's a work. It's all a work, you know?
Life's a work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Life is a fucking work, isn't it?
Yep.
I gotta suck dick every day just to fucking get by.
There you go. But, yeah,
that's
so...
a shoot, brother.
Oh, I knew
I was just spit beer all over the table. Oh, that was good.
I knew this podcast was for me, I tell you.
So he's got this fan, and this guy is...
He has other designs on what he wants Matt to do, and he kind of takes it upon himself that he's going to help him with his career.
He's going to get him to the top.
He's going to get him to the top, and...
I haven't read the script for this. I'm so fucking like... I'm like, ooh, I want to know what happens.
Yeah. So there's plenty of action. I mean, if you've seen any of our short films, like you can watch them for free, too, by the way, if anybody is...
Yeah, I've seen a couple... Mm-hmm. Just because, like, I mean, before you and me became friends, like, the Turnstile, you know, John Nix, Jamie Overstreet, Yoshi, Andrago, they would share shit, and I've seen. You know, so, oh, yeah, you didn't even say. Plug your fucking company.
Oh, yeah, shit. So you can watch the check us out, sickeningpictures.com, and then the campaign is sickeningpictures.com/IGG.
And that's where you can support Powerbomb.
Yeah.
Which is what
the movie's called, yeah.
It's getting made, people.
It's getting made regardless. I mean, we're shooting mid-May. We're rolling cameras. It's all happening, so.
I'm stoked. I can't wait to... I just want to be around. Like, I'm super stoked for it. Like, as soon as, like, I can't say that for future reasons, but, like, when BJ started telling me about it, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is really fucking cool. Like, that. Yeah. I just wanted, like, just happy to be around people making cool shit.
Yeah. I mean, BJ and I, we like to make weird, fun movies and tell stories in different ways. Like, you can watch our other stuff, our shorts.
What was the last one with the chick? Blowing the dude in a fucking bathtub.
Oh, Love is Dead.
That's not the last one.
That was the one with Joanne.
That movie, and I won't lie, I don't care. It fucking made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was supposed to.
Yeah, I know it was supposed to, so it did its fucking job.
That's Joanna Angel and Aaron Smallhands Thompson, the husband and wife of Burning Angel fame, and they're phenomenal. I am dying to work with those two again. Like, the friendliest, most professional people.
Seems like you guys
people.
Got along really well, so.
They were super cool. I mean... BJ and I, we flew out to LA and met with them, and I mean, basically, we shot on the Burning Angel sets. I mean,
oh,
that's,
really?
That's where
you
that's
never
at,
told
dude.
Me that. That's
oh,
funny.
Dude, we were knee deep in their orgy room. It was fucking awesome. And then, like, it's just cool. Like, so if you check out their website and you watch that film, you're like, oh, I can piece the shit together.
I saw so and so fuck so and so right there.
They are so goddamn talented. Like, Joanna Angel is just. I really want to work with her and put her in a narrative film. Aaron is, he's got a rocket strapped to him. He can, you know how...
I think he's got a rocket sized. Huge.
That too, dude. I mean, I had to shoot that. So, I mean, fucking hog on that
Wasn't
guy.
Was it a shoot?
Yeah, that's a shoot. That's a fucking shoot.
Brother. That's a shoot, brother.
But, this whole interview, this whole thing has been a shoot.
There you go. But like how Kevin Smith feels about Ben Affleck, that's pretty much how I feel about Aaron.
Okay, right on. That, which is how I feel about you. So, you know, it just kind of shit trickles downhill. You know what I mean?
I can dig that, brother.
There it is. If you had second thoughts, it's like, well, this is another crowdfunded project that's going to go nowhere. No, it's getting done. It's going to be really well done.
But they could use the help.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be one of two things. Either you watch it and you supported it and you can see your name in the credits, that kind of thing. You're going to be like, oh, hey, I had a chance and I didn't. I blew it. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Don't be the Sami Zayn of
Well, that was
this,
the one thing. Is like
campaign.
BJ, like, it went up. It went live like two-ish weeks ago, two and mm-hmm. a half weeks ago. And a couple days in, BJ was like, oh, since, you know, she was giving me, it's BJ, so she's giving me shit. She's
she
like,
gives
since,
everybody shit. Yeah.
Oh, no, without a doubt. She was like, since, and like, I think you fully agree, Shear, that BJ should rightfully give me shit all
yes.
the time. And she did.
Like,
and
Shear
she
thinks.
Was like, since you're so popular with your podcast, you want to do me a favor and share it? I was like, of course. Yep. And I was like, honestly, if I had money right now, I'd give you money. She goes, I don't give a fuck if you give me money. Just share it so we get more money. I'm like, all right, fair enough.
I mean, that's the biggest thing is like being an independent filmmaker is like being an independent wrestler. The hardest thing is just... getting people to feel something.
Right.
The fucking one, to fucking show up.
Yeah.
And then two, to fucking feel something. So that's the challenge. And
well, we're going to pack out that. We're going to, when you guys need a bunch of extras, we're going to pack it out and make it seem like a sold out ECW show, you know?
I appreciate that. So,
yeah.
I dig
or
it.
Or XPW.
we're not going to make it like XPW.
Hey, can you recant for our friend real quick the ECW pay per view you went to? All
right. So,
because he'll know what you're talking about as soon as you say it.
I went to Heat Wave in L.A.
Zach's face.
We were sitting...
Tell who you took.
oh, good God. We were sitting...
Was there enough bail money for both of you?
No.
One was a minor.
Wait, what?
Wasn't your sister a minor?
No, this was my sister didn't go to this.
Oh, she wasn't at it?
No. My sister, I would take my sister when she was young. We would go to APW shows.
Oh, okay. That was my bad.
Yeah, we went to APW shows around the San Francisco Bay Area, like
They had just brought in Great Khali when we started going.
Okay.
And he was going under his real name. It was before he killed a guy. But no, I went down to L.A. with a buddy of mine from Akron. He flew out for it, and we hit the Heat Wave pay-per-view, and we were perfect eye level to see the XPW guys all stand up during the main event. Christy Miss decided she was going to start flashing people, and then the ECW locker room emptied. The fastest guy out of the gate, Big Sally Graziano. I couldn't fucking believe it.
What?
It was the fastest I've ever seen a 500-pound man move, and they just kicked the shit out of all those guys. I don't know how much of it made it to camp. I never watched it. Then we turn around and see New Jack throwing his crutches and kicking the shit out of somebody in the hallway. It was insane. And then we went outside, and
that's just New Jack on like a Tuesday.
Right. Yeah. The entire parking lot was littered with XPW flyers. It was the craziest promotional tactic I had ever seen, and I don't think it led anywhere. I think they were pretty much done after that.
Yeah, they were. They were. So, but yeah, he was at that
first. I love that Carney shit, dude. I love it. Oh, it's so good. I love when like indies do like Mega Champion out of Elira. They'd have some of the best kayfabe. Like they have matches that go back like 8-9 months in terms of grudges and stuff. Like, dude, I love keep that magic.
Dude, look at Jerry Lynn and RVD went for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They headlined, they headlined how many pay per fucking views? Like for ECW?
Mm-hmm.
A bunch.
Yeah.
Go back and watch that shit.
There's plenty to watch. And there's plenty of good art being created through the lens of professional wrestling. And if you don't like it, well, there's other shit for you.
So. Yeah.
I mean, and try and give it a shot.
There's so much. Like, there's Netflix has the Glow, the show about Glow coming out. I'm really pumped about that.
I'm actually really stoked about that.
Yeah. There's so much cool shit.
Lucha's more content is being generated now. Like, I think that has a lot to do with the mainstream. But, Sheer, we did not plug shit last week.
Yeah, we did not, because we ran way over. So we can't forget to do that this time. Shout out to Pete at Milky Way Recordings. He does this each and every week for us. It's homie in here for homies. I remembered, Pete. And of course, speaking of homies, Sam Holmes. She did our logo. She's on the Instagram at Sam Holmes. That's Holmes like you live in, not Holmes like you hang with. And of course, the Lousy Weather Media Network, Sean, Paul, Josie, Bob, everybody. Thanks for having us on. And we're here each and every Monday. Zach, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah. If you guys ever see me at a wrestling show, anybody out there that sees me at a wrestling show, fucking say hi. I've met so many cool people where I'm just like, I see you all the goddamn time. My name's Zach.
Yeah.
Hi. And it just shakes people out of their comfort zone. And then I see the same people over and over. I always say hi.
It did not take you and me. I mean, we've essentially maybe hung out like five times. We were homies from the get-go.
From the jump.
Oh,
so, yeah.
We get it. Fucking, we get it.
We make a lot of friends using this podcast.
So. And also, I would just like to, just for the record, like to point out, we know you're fucking listening to the podcast. We know people are listening. So thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. We really do.
What's that Twitter of yours?
Oh, shit. Well, oh, yeah. I fucking.
The plug. At, look at see? That. Look at that.
Go ahead. Cheer.
It's at the Hate Flow on the Twitter. The Facebook page, if you're too lazy to type out, let the hate flow through you. It's also under the Hate Flow. So
is that the same for the Instagrammer?
Hey, we haven't done anything with that yet, but I did not want to have. Just in case we did more, I just don't want anybody to have that fucking handle, so I stole it.
There you go.
We are also on Instagram.
Filters you put on your dick pics.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, once we get 10 followers on Instagram, I'll make a post.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
So follow that. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates people who hate wrestling as much as Zach.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again! I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me, nothing ages.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.